The 64th Annual Opera in the Ozarks runs through July 18th at Inspiration Point near Eureka Springs, with performances held at the Arend Arts Center in Bentonville on June 29th, July 6th, and July 11th. This season includes Cozy Fantute, Into the Woods, Gianni Schicchi, and Suar Angelica. Tickets and more information available at opera.org. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Karnatz.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. St. Vincent's Health System has been a part of the Arkansas healthcare scene for more than 125 years. Its parent company, Catholic Health Initiatives, has been making major moves in the last 2 months to reshape that landscape. An acquisition of QualChoice Health Insurance and a merger with Hot Springs-based Mercy Hot Springs Hospital and a partnership discussion with Conway Regional Hospital. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics recently sat down with Peter Banco, CEO of St. Vincent Health, to get his take on the health beat.
Well, let's start first with the Hot Springs Hospital. Yes. And what's going on there with Mercy Hot Springs. 282 beds, I think, down there to go with your more than 650 at St. Vincent's. Tell me, what's the economics of that deal?
You know, they had a failed merger with National Park due to FTC and Vatican concerns, so we came in on the back end of that. We think we need to have more scale to be relevant, so getting some economies of scale, getting larger is a good thing, having a larger footprint than just maybe Little Rock, North Little Rock, Morrilton, was in our future. And so the mission and values were very closely aligned, so that's why we went after that opportunity to acquire that facility there. So yes, a large hospital, really a hub for Southwest Arkansas, cardiology, orthopedics, neurosurgery, oncology, and then about 120 employed physicians. So really a robust, vibrant healthcare scene in Hot Springs.
So now if I'm looking at the map, you go Morrilton, Hot Springs, obviously Central Arkansas, you're missing a little butterfly wing on the eastern flank there. So maybe something could be, maybe something in the works there.
Well, you know, the growth corridors in this area are down I-30, Benton Bryant, and then Conway to Russellville, so and a little, probably up to Searcy. So you'll probably see more activity down to Pine Bluff in those areas, maybe not going as far east.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Conway affiliation. Conway Regional Hospital, you guys are just in discussions right now. This is, nothing's been tremendously formalized, but kind of bring me up to speed with where that discussion is at this point in time.
Yes, we're in confidential discussions. We've developed a framework to work with one another that I can't talk about.
Sure.
And we're working through the letter of intent process, and hopefully that'll start speeding things up where we can start working more closely together.
Well, tell me why an affiliation versus a full-blown buyout might make more sense. Kind of, what's the difference between what you did in Hot Springs and what you're doing in Conway?
I get to know each other. So it's like living together, which you're not supposed to do as a Catholic, but it's like living together before you get married. So getting to know each other, starting to work together so that you feel, rather than going all in and then figuring things didn't work, getting to know each other, work on some things, and as that gains momentum, maybe then if it makes sense to integrate more deeply. Now, for not every organization, ownership, sale, giving up things makes sense. So preserving the autonomy of the Conway Regional Board, preserving that leadership team, they've been around for decades too. So keeping what they're doing best and bringing the advantages of a large regional and national health system to bear.
Well, maybe not living with each other. How about just a long-term dating relationship?
Yes,
there?
Yeah, yes.
Is that a little bit better?
Yeah.
Let's talk too about the Catholic Health Initiative's acquisition of QualChoice. I know you weren't necessarily involved in that, and you're not in that leadership organization other than just the parent company tie there, but it speaks to a little bit larger picture of healthcare reform and what we are seeing happen, not just in the Arkansas market, but nationally. Tell me how that that transaction, how does that play into what's been going on in terms of federal healthcare reform for the last few years?
So you're gonna see the blurring of lines between hospitals, physicians, outpatient, and payers. So that's the CHI's acquisition of QualChoice down that end. So we have stated that we're gonna start to blend those lines. We acquired a Medicare Advantage plan in the Pacific Northwest outside of Seattle as our first QualChoice after the departure of the U of A employees. Needed a partner, and we were the logical choice to do that. So it was really allowing us nationally to get into the health plan business, less expensively, build a platform for national health plans, and also provide some more competition in Arkansas.
Well, and now, and part of the information that was released as part of that deal described this as making healthcare more affordable, more accessible. That was supposed to be, is supposed to be the goal of the federal healthcare overhaul.
Yes, right? Yeah. Well, you know, I think the federal healthcare overhaul has spent more time on contracting costs. So, you know, Medicare cuts, Medicaid cuts, disproportionate share cuts to providers. So it's focused more on the cost side. I don't think we've seen the transformation enough to start to impact quality, but you will over time. There's going to be a shift from fee-for-service to fee-for-value. Mm-hmm. I think that'll take time, and different markets are working at different speeds.
What are you seeing in terms of accessibility, though? It seems like from a lot of the data we're getting, at least in terms of the private option, and I use that as just kind of a slice of what's happening in the overall healthcare market, we do seem to be seeing more people accessing the system because they've got health insurance now.
We're definitely seeing more people access our primary care physicians and our employed network. We're seeing rapid growth in our emergency department visits as well. We're seeing individuals.
So you're seeing an increase in emergency room visits.
Yeah, rather almost hockey stick exponential growth, where we had been flat at St. Vincent for a while. We're seeing month to month huge increases.
That is a little bit of a contradiction to what some other hospital executives have said they have seen in terms of emergency room visits. They've seen a decline in that from some legislative testimony. Do you know why you're seeing the increase?
We're just doing a better job in our emergency room, and people
they're all
are
coming
to us. Yeah, I mean, we have spent a lot of time on efficiency and process in our ERs, and we were stagnant, but we are seeing an uptick in ER
visits. Is
that
a good thing for you? Do you want to see more emergency room visits?
It's not the best place for folks to get care. You should be going to a primary care physician, your pediatrician, your family practitioner, your internist, your OBGYN. So certain things belong in the ER, other things belong elsewhere. I mean, we've been seeing a proliferation of urgent care centers, at least in the Little Rock mm-hmm. market too, and they all seem to be doing pretty well. And our West Little Rock urgent care center is doing well too. So I don't know what others are seeing. We're seeing an uptick in those urgent emergency visits.
Lots of data to kind of analyze and look at. I know you're a data freak, which I like about you so much. So what are you seeing in terms of some of the reforms going on at the state level to try to bend healthcare costs? Obviously the private option, another big kind of component of state healthcare reform. You mentioned the payment initiative that has been underway for some time. Is it working?
I think Governor Beebe's trials in bundled payment and the medical home are definitely working. We're seeing right now, we're also in a Medicare pilot for bundled payment, and we're seeing for hips and knee replacement, we're seeing large reductions in costs. We're able to, our physicians along with the hospital and hip and knee replacement have really gotten together, looked at better quality, reducing infection rates, how to provide lower costs, not withholding care, but you know, we know when someone goes to rehab or a skilled nursing facility, the infection rate gets higher. So our physicians try to discharge people home with home care. So it's really, I think, better coordinated care and improved care. We're seeing reduced costs at St. Vincent because of it.
That was Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business and Politics, speaking with Peter Banco, CEO of St. Vincent Health System. Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com.